J. Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was some brand new stuff from Noise Unit. That was a track by the name of Misery, and yep, they're still putting out stuff on Artifact Records, so I'm quite happy for them, and happy for Artifact. Before that, you heard an act that I am completely unfamiliar with. I went with just basically on the text description of what it was, and I was very, very happy with that. That was Alessandro Nero with Dead Body Disposal. We started things off with a track from the latest Patton Brigade Wolf disc. That was a track by the name of Adarnik. And if you are, it's more of a collection of singles and rarities. If you're an absolute collector like me, they're really, I was sitting there listening to it and I'm like, I've played this. But if you are one of those people who really does enjoy Patton Brigade Wolf, but don't have everything that they've put out, that is a good disc to buy. So highly recommended there. We're going to continue on with some more stuff that's highly recommended. And actually, this was offered to me when it was still in demo format. And I was like, no. I don't want to hear the demo. I only want to hear the final version, because that way I'm not biased in any way, shape, or form. So here's some brand new stuff from Cyavia. This is Sunbird, and this is the 11 Grams Clubhouse Mix. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Sunburn, sunburn, never learn.
And there was some stuff from Matthew Creed that was a track called My Church. And apparently he's one of the guys from Freak Angel and or Suicidal Romance. And this is his, I guess, side project. It's some good stuff. Some nice crunchy techno-industrial, which is honestly these days the way my own personal preferences are going. I like the, let's call it EBM feel, but with really crunchy beats, something you can lose yourself in. And, you know, not even vocals. They're not always necessary, although I do like them. We're going to continue on with, this is a remix, various disc out. Dominatrix did a whole bunch of Depeche Mode covers. And most of them, to be completely honest, I really didn't like. Very down tempo, and you know, when Depeche Mode was in their prime, I was a huge metalhead and I hated them. If you'd ever told me back then that I would like Depeche Mode more than insert random metal band name here that, you know, is defunct now, I would have been surprised. But there was a couple of good covers, so I'm going to listen to it a little closer because I don't want to just write the whole thing off. This is Dominatrix with Stripped, and this is featuring the vocals of Jay Taylor of J-Dead. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Into the Because today, for whatever reason, whether it's our success or our size, we focus on doing the right thing.
I think the last track we're going to play from the latest Consumer Junk disc, that was Stay the Course. And there is something to be said for anti-consumer, anti-capitalism music. It really does poke a certain button with me, and it's very well done, so I obviously recommend very highly going out and picking up that disc. It's only like four or five tracks. It's not expensive, and it is well worth the money. We're going to end off the show this week with a band that, the band name's a little juvenile, but the music's good. This is Full Contact 69 with Face to Face, and this is the Chris Corte mix. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.